The radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege, the honor of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, and that church is located 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. I could call it my church, meaning it's the church I attend to. I could call it my church. It's the church that I pastor, but it's really his church because it is the church that Jesus strategically placed at the corner of Grove and Tangerine. It's not the Arthurs family business. It's the Father's family business. And we are grateful for all that God has done at Merritt Assembly of God. We're coming up here in a few weeks. We'll be celebrating the church's 73rd anniversary. It's not going to be a big celebration. It's just like, hey, you know, we've been reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ for 73 years, and we say to God be the glory for that. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They have been providing professional sales services and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for about 50 years. They work primarily in residential settings. They also do light commercial, and they provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. And so it might be in your best interest to write their phone number down. It's 321-632-9538. That way you can reach out to them when you need them. If you're looking them up online, it's WEIRICH. They travel all throughout Brevard County. Dennis pastors a church in Central Florida. He brings kingdom values to the pulpit, but he also brings it to his business. And their license numbers are RA0066854 and EC13002439. They are friends of the Refresh radio program and have been for so long that the piece of paper that I have this all written down on, it looks like an ancient document. It really does. It's got pieces missing from the edge. It's got wrinkles and creases and things like that in it. And it's because Wyrick Air has believed in being partners with the Refresh radio program and getting the gospel out to Brevard County. And so we thank them for their friendship and their support of the Refresh radio program. So today we are going back to the book of Ephesians. We are talking about things that we can pray for one another. As believers, if we're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we've got to realize that his house should be a house of prayer for all nations. And so that's what he intends it to be. But we, you know, need to grow and mature beyond just understanding, hey, if I've got a need, I can pray. We're supposed to pray for one another. And we'll talk about that more as we get on through the book of Ephesians. Yesterday, we were talking about we should pray for one another that we have a healthy and holy relationship with our Heavenly Father. We talked about Luke chapter 15, that the younger son had a defective understanding of his relationship with the father, and the older son had a defective relationship with his father. And so Jesus wants us to understand that we can have a healthy and holy relationship, and we need to celebrate the things the Father celebrates. We need to avoid the things that the Father does not want us participating in and thrive with that relationship. And I can assure you that it is a relationship worth having. Let's read Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. That's where we're going to end the reading today. So today, I want to add to our prayer list, if you will, that we will pray that God will supernaturally provide the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And so wisdom and knowledge, these are gifts from heaven. This is not wisdom that you can, you know, glean from just a person who's successful in business or a person who's very intellectual or has a great deal of common sense. This is the spirit of wisdom. So this is wisdom that impacts your spirit, not just your thought life. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it's the beginning of knowledge. And so we are not to walk circumspectly, as one translation says. We are not meant to walk as foolish people or uninformed people, people who do not have a clue as to what's going on. We are to walk in wisdom. But it's not the wisdom of this world. The Bible makes it very clear that there is wisdom of this world, and then there is wisdom that comes from heaven. We need spiritual wisdom from heaven. And so here, Paul says that he had been giving thanks to God for them, making mention of them in prayer, that God would give to them the spirit of wisdom. And so we already talked a little bit about divine provision, where he provides not only substance, but here we talk about that this is wisdom from the throne room. And many times we tend to think of, well, I need this stuff. And what God tells us is you need the spirit of wisdom and knowledge operating inside of you so that you know how to handle the adversities of life, so that we know how to deal with challenges, and that we also know how to walk in obedience. So those are all very wonderful things. I want to take you back to a passage I'm turning there now. Back in the book of Isaiah, and it's Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 1. It says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse." By the way, this is a messianic prophecy. From Isaiah chapter 11, it's talking about Jesus. It says, "And a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. So, verses two mentions the type of spirit that goes with the Messiah. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. So there's these different designations about the spirit of the Lord, how it manifests, that there's wisdom, there's understanding, there's counsel, there's might, and there's the knowledge of the fear of the Lord. All of those are placed in the realm of spiritual provision. And many times we think it's intellectual, but I will tell you that there are a lot of people who are intellectually brilliant, but they are spiritually uninformed. I would much rather have a person who was spiritually enlightened by God than I would to have a person who is brilliant. Because it says it in the scripture that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it's the beginning of knowledge. The spirit of the Lord resting upon him is the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And the Messiah delights, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. And so he doesn't judge by the sight of his eyes, nor by what he hears. It's not what he sees. It's not what he hears. But he judges in righteousness, and he judges everyone by the same standard. So that's the type. Until you have a relationship with God, you're really not going to be in a position to bring much kingdom wisdom or kingdom knowledge or understanding to a circumstance or a situation. We've got to be saved. Okay. There can be some business principles that we can learn from people in this world, but when it comes to kingdom business, we do not operate by Wall Street or Main Street, but Golden Street. Jesus made it clear that there is spiritual power behind money. So he said, you cannot serve God and mammon. And there's a really good teaching out there that talks about that mammon is the spirit of money. So it's not whether or not you have a bunch of it or if you have a little of it. It's, are you treating that in a spiritual manner the way that you are supposed to? If God is not empowering your financial resources, then it's going to be squandered in one place or another place. And so God needs to give us the wisdom necessary on how to provide in our finances. We need the spirit of wisdom in our marriages. We need the spirit of wisdom in our families. We need the spirit of wisdom for our health. We need the spirit of wisdom for our mental health. We need the spirit of wisdom for our emotional health. We need the spirit of wisdom to know what to do in 2025. And God, listen, if Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus to have the spirit of wisdom in his day and time, We should be praying for the people of the church to have the spirit of wisdom in 2025. It is absolutely essential. It is the spirit of wisdom, but it's also the spirit of revelation. Okay? There's a saying that goes like this: an attorney who represents himself has a fool for a client. I would say that anyone who thinks that they have come to full revelation while being encased in a deteriorating finite body with a finite mind, that they are fooling themselves. I can tell you, I have been reading the Bible, studying the Bible, preaching the Bible, living the Bible for getting close to 60 years. I'm over 60. So I want you to know that I didn't come out of the womb saved. It was probably 6 or 7 years old when I got saved. And I'm thankful. He didn't just save me then. He's been saving me ever since. And one day I'm going to be ultimately saved. And, I'm thankful that along the journey, I'm knowing him better. I'm growing in my understanding of him. And so over the past several years, there's been wonderful revelation from heaven that has been in the Word of God all along, but my eyes never fully grasped what I was seeing. I might have an occasional glimpse of it, but it's like, whoa, that is a powerful truth. So a friend of mine, and he'll be ministering later this summer, talked about, you know, the power of God. This was a couple of years ago. And he said a dyne is a term in physics that defines the amount of force necessary to move 1 gram, 1 centimeter in 1 second. And he said that word comes from the word dynamis or dunamis, is the way that if you pronounce it the way it looks, it's dunamis. It's probably better pronounced dynamis. The U and the Y in Greek are kind of backwards from the way we pronounce things in English. And so when he shared that, he said, did you know that God is the one who provides the power to make progress, whether it's in a huge burst or whether it is in little by little, day by day victories? And I will tell you, when he shared that word, it was like a breath of heaven came to Merit Assembly of God, because where there are other churches that have this explosive growth, and yet at our church, we see incremental growth. We see little by little, here a little, there a little. Every once in a while, there's a dynamic burst. But for the most part, it is little by little. And that's the way my revelation of God comes, is like, hey, you need to understand that the Word of God is spiritual and it is spiritually discerned. And so when the Spirit of God brings revelation, that's to be welcomed. And so for those of you who have unsaved loved ones, you can pray, God, would you provide the spirit of wisdom and revelation that our family members that are not walking in intimate fellowship with you, that you would reveal to them their spiritual condition. See, you can tell someone their spiritual condition, but until it's revealed to them spiritually, then they're not going to understand it. So a few weeks ago, my daughter was here. I had an outfit on, you know, it was slacks and a shirt. And, you know, I grabbed it out of my closet, and she was walking behind me, and she said, "Dad, you got a stain on your shirt. You got a stain on your pants." And I don't know what it was. I went home and, you know, later that night, and grabbed the shout and found the stains that she was talking about and sprayed it down. If no one had informed me, I would not have known to treat the pair of pants and the shirt to get the stain out. Well, God reveals things to us. The book of Revelation is not meant to scare people into a relationship with Jesus. It is meant to open their eyes to the holiness of God, the purity of God, and the purpose of God, and what the end result looks like for a life with God and a life without Him, so that we would choose Him. I know a lot of believers that look at the book of Revelation and they say, "Oh, I don't understand it. It terrifies me, and so I'm going to avoid it." And the book of Revelation says that there's a blessing that comes from feasting on the book of Revelation. One of my favorite chapters, Revelation chapter 4, is there because, you know, it shows us that we can have a restored primary understanding of who God is, even if we have to deal with issues in life, whether they're work problems, home problems, health problems, whatever it might be. We can be caught up into the reality of heaven and experience what a dynamic and healthy and holy place of victory is the throne room of God. Well, we not only pray for the wisdom and revelation, but we pray for the process. And here in verse number 17, Paul says the process for understanding and utilizing the gift, it comes from knowing Him. Had a person one time, he said, "You've taught me everything you can teach me." And I said to myself, "Self, this person's going to be moving along." And shortly thereafter, they moved along. Now, here's the thing. I hadn't even taught me everything that God wanted me to learn yet. I wasn't done growing, and I wasn't done learning. The truth of the matter is, as long as we are breathing, we are supposed to be on this journey, this unending journey of learning, of knowing. And so in every area of your life where you're looking to excel, you can increase your knowledge there. And it doesn't take much effort, an hour a day or an hour a week. And after I had a friend in college, his dad wrote him. His dad just passed away here in December of last year. And he said, "If you will give yourself an hour a day to the pursuit of knowing God, you will have achieved a level of expertise that very few can will ever achieve in a year or 2 years or 3 years." And here's the thing. The more that we spend, the more that we submit ourselves to knowing God, knowing who He is and how He operates. We just talked about this the other day in understanding the Father. the more that we know him, the more we're going to want to know him. Not that we've reached to say, wow, I know him better than that person over there. No, the more we know him, the more we want to know him, because listen, it's going to take all of eternity for God to continue to reveal the bounty of his goodness and his holiness and his wisdom and his knowledge. Heaven is not going to be boring. It is going to be an adventure. It is going to be an exciting place. It's going to be a place of worship, but it's going to be a place of revelation. Man, this world, as beautiful as some places are and as comfortable as places are, it cannot hold a candle to what God has in store for us in heaven. Where hell is a place of misery, heaven is a place of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so I want to encourage you that the only way to access the gift the Father wants to bestow upon us, the gift of the Spirit of wisdom, spiritual wisdom, and spiritual revelation, is to know him better. Now, it is true that God blesses us with other people in our lives, but never substitute them as the source. The pursuit is pursuing God, knowing him, and the more we know him, the wiser we're going to be, and the more he's going to reveal to us. I've told you before, God told me one time about a situation that was a chronic situation I dealt with over and over and over again. He said, how's that working out for you? I said, not very well. And he said, well, if wisdom is proved right by all her actions, what's that saying about the course that you are choosing to pursue? And I'm saying, and my response was, I guess it's not very wise. He said, let's do it my way. And I think you'll see that the results end up differently. That was scary. God's way was scary. But I said yes. And I did it. And the results were, well, they looked initially bad. They ended up glorious. I will tell you, God's way, pursue God, do things his way, do life his way, know him, know his ways better, and the results will bring glory and honor to him. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.